Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you doing today? Welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective, with a new topic, life prayer, and assigning you a daily task. You can tune in live with me by calling 323-870-4180 or hear the recording posted after 8 a.m. Eastern on my website, feelthefire.com, by following me on Facebook at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I, or by following Morning Motivation on blogtalkradio.com. All of this information and everything else you need to learn about me and contact me is available on my website at feelthefire.com. That's F-E-E-L, letter D, not T-H-E, but letter D, fire.com. Well, our topic for today is the verdict. Double jeopardy. Double jeopardy has attached, and we are coming from the book of John, chapter 8, verses 1 through 11. For those of you working, our last 100 days, remove all clutter challenge with me, counting down the last 100 days of this year to usher in our fruitful 2018. We are on day 45 in your journal. Now let's get into this word. I am in the book of John, chapter 8, verses 1 through 11, reading from the KJV. Jesus went into the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple. And all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery, in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down, and with his finger, can't you just visualize this, wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last, and Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself, and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today? Say it with me wherever you are. The verdict, double jeopardy has attached. In today's word, we saw the leaders of the law, the prosecutors, if you will, bringing to Jesus, the judge, a woman whom they had caught in adultery. And not only had they caught her or brought charge against her as an adulteress, but they said, we caught her in the very act. In other words, we pulled her straight out of the bed with another woman's husband and brought her here before you, Master, so that you, in accordance with the law, and you could punish her in accordance with the law, that being that she should be stoned to death. So Jesus, being the kind of judge and savior that he is, he began to just stoop down and write in the ground. In other words, here they come with this mess. Here come these self-righteous people on their soapbox to bring me someone to judge. Now, they have forgotten about their own sin. They have forgotten about their own dirty lives. They have forgotten about all the things, the unrighteous things that they're doing, because they're so caught up in trying to accuse someone else. So he said, you know, I got to deal with these self-righteous people bringing me this woman. They want to make sure that I know not only is she a sinner, but I caught her in the very act of sin. So he just said, whew, let me bear with these people, with these accusers. So after Jesus didn't answer, this was not enough for them. They begin to badger him, if you will. Don't you hear me, Jesus? Don't you hear me, Judge? I said I brought this sinner unto you. What are you going to do about it? So then Jesus, knowing their hearts, said unto them, well, you know what? You're right. This is the law, and she stands before me charged and guilty, and she stands to be sentenced. So this is what we will do. Those of you who are the prosecutors, you scribes and Pharisees, those of you who are on the jury pool, those, you know, who came with you, who helped you drag her out of her adulterous bed, and those of you who are the spectators in the courtroom, in other words, those who are standing to see what's going to happen to her. Out of all of you here, anyone who is without sin, cast the first stone at her. And I won't have an issue with it, because as you said, she stands guilty of the law. Then Jesus just took his time and continued writing in the ground. Well, one by one, the spirit, their own conscience, of all these people begin to convict them so that they had to walk away. Because you see, it is easy to be on your soapbox regarding someone else's sin. It is easy to be on your soapbox and point fingers at someone else's life. It is easy to call out all of the charges and the history and the convictions of what someone else has done until the light gets shined on your life. Until the judge begins to look at your life, then you kind of have to go sit down, because you realize that the only perfect person who comes from a place of perfection, a place of blamelessness without sin, is Jesus. And that's what he needed them to see. Now, after all of the accusers had left, convicted by their own unrighteous lives, then Jesus stood before her and he said, woman, where are those people? All of the people who brought you in. All of the people who wanted to post your life on social media. All of the people who were gossiping about you at the church, gossiping about your life, gossiping about what you had on, gossiping about what was going on with your children, as if they have no children, nieces, nephews, or grandchildren who might go down that same road. All of those people who were talking about your marriage and how things were so bad in your marriage, as if they've never been married, as if their marriages are perfect, as if they aren't divorced, or as if they can't even get married. You know, all of those people who were talking about what you wore at church, not even understanding that maybe that's all you had to wear, not even focusing on the fact that, praise God, you're in church. You know, all of those people stood there to accuse you from their self-righteous soapbox. Where are they? And she said, there's nobody left, Jesus. There was nobody left who was righteous enough to just shine the light on my life. And he said, well, neither do I condemn thee. This is your verdict. You have been exonerated. You are not guilty now. You are free. Go and sin no more. Ooh, doesn't that just do something to you? Today, God wants me to use this analogy to encourage you that Jesus paid the price for your sin. Jesus paid the price for my sin. And because of that, we have been exonerated. We can go and sin no more. We can now live our lives free to praise God, free to have joy, free to praise, free to shout, free to worship, free to love, free to have success, free to be victorious, free to have health and victory and finances, free to have great marriages, free to smile, free in ministry, free to be soul winners, free in our purpose and in our destinies. Because double jeopardy has attached, we cannot be charged for the same crime and the same sin anymore. Now, the concept in the law of double jeopardy, I'm putting on my attorney hat here now, is that once a person has been acquitted on the merits or even convicted on the merits of a charge, they cannot be charged again. Well, Jesus paid the price. He was convicted on the merits for our sin, and now we are new creatures. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says that if any man or woman be in Christ, the old things, the old life, the old sin, thing that you've done in the past, everything that you did yesterday, last night, right before you got on this broadcast, and even right now, hallelujah, has passed away. And behold, all things are become new. You are free. You are exonerated. Double jeopardy has attached. You can live your life in victory from now on. You don't have to be bound to your past anymore. Our time is almost run. Remember, morning motivation is only 15 minutes. Let's go into prayer. But I want you to continue to praise God for your freedom. Even as I pray, say, I am free today. Speak it out loud. I am free today. Say, praise the Lord. I am free today. Father, we come in Jesus' name. We praise you. We magnify you. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Oh, magnify our Lord with me. Oh, magnify our God with me. And let us exalt your name together. Father, we ask the forgiveness of every sin. We ask that you would create in us clean hearts, renew right spirits within us. Father, renew our joy, renew our faith, renew our peace, our long-suffering, our goodness. Just come in and open up the windows of heaven. Pour out such blessings that we have no room to receive it because we have been exonerated. We are free, Lord God, in accordance with your word in 2 Corinthians 1:20. All of your promises toward us are yes, 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 daughter. Yes, 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 son. And amen. So be it. It is done. What do you need from me? So be it. It is done. Whatever you want, so be it. It is done. Psalm 50:10, that the cattle on 1,000 hills belong unto you. And then in Philippians 4:19, you supply all of our needs. You supply every one of our needs. You make provision for everything we need according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, because we are exonerated. We are free. Double jeopardy has attached, and we are no longer bound to our past. We are no longer bound to who we were. We are no longer bound to being that old man or that old woman. We refuse to let anyone throw our past in our faces anymore. We refuse to let people stand on their soapboxes and just make us guilty all over again. We've been washed in the blood. We're white as snow. Our souls are clean, cleansed. And we say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, let everyone listening say, amen. Just praise the Lord. Praise him. Say, I am free. Say it again. Speak it into the atmosphere. I am free from my past. Say it again. I am free from my past. Let me give you an altar call, then I will give you our task for today, and we will end with our song of the day. Praise the Lord. For those who are not saved or who are backslidden, repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent of my sin. I ask forgiveness. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on and praise the Lord. Make sure that you're in a good Bible-believing church. Every one of you, make sure you're in church this weekend, Sunday school, that you're going to Bible study. If you have no place to worship, I invite you to First Deliverance Church of God in Christ here in Miami at 6229 Northwest 11th Avenue. Make sure, all of you, that you are tuning in Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. live, or going to fieldfire.com after 8 a.m. to hear the recording posted daily. You can learn more about me, hear prior broadcasts, see video sermons, contact me for your church. Everything that you need and want is on my ministry website at fieldfire.com, F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, fire.com. And you can even access all of this from your phone or tablet. Well, okay, our topic for today is the verdict Double Jeopardy has attached. Your task for today is threefold. Number one, I want you to embrace your freedom this weekend like you have not done in years. I want you to walk around smiling. I don't care what you did. You've already given your life to Christ and you are free. Refuse to let anyone take you back to the old you this weekend. All I want you to do all day, all this weekend, is just remind yourself, I'm free. Whatever I want, God has it for me. This is my time. I am free. Number two, I want you to catch up on any broadcast you missed by going to the Morning Motivation page at fieldfire.com. And you can also click the link to follow the broadcast there, which will make sure you will receive an alert whenever the broadcast is live. And number three, I want you to help expand the kingdom of the Lord by sharing this with at least three people. All you have to do is send everyone to fieldfire.com. Well, our song for today is Break Every Chain by Tasha Cobb, because the chains have been broken in your life. You are free today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're free today. Say, I am free. I am
free. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on. Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break
every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every,
break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, say it.
Break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain.
There's an army rising up. There's an army.